Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and with me in the studio this morning is Carrie Sagel. Thanks
good
for coming.
Good morning,
Erin. Wonderful to have you in again.
Yes, it's good to be here.
So I want to do a quick check-in. Last time you were here, you were coming in to talk about the Celebrating the Philippines event that was happening this past weekend. How did it go?
It went wonderfully. We had tons of people, so much food, tinikling, karaoke, just a lot of happy faces for 2 hours.
Wonderful. But how many people do you think showed up?
I'd say about 150.
That's awesome.
Lots of children. Children had swag bags. They went around, did activities, and collected swag. We're already thinking about how we can improve things for next year.
Perfect. It's not a one and done. So I know it's getting into that busy time of year, lots of things going on during the weekends and different activities to choose from. So,
if you didn't make it this year, make sure it's on your calendar next year.
Awesome. And then there was another kind of change, I guess, to the whole schedule from the weekend. There was supposed to be a storyteller in
tonight. She was supposed to be there Saturday, but fears of coronavirus. She's from Bellingham and decided not to travel through SeaTac. Yeah. So in a way, we've had our first impact in Sitka is this cancellation. And people should be aware that tonight, the Sitka Reads event, which would have been Philippine folktales, has been indefinitely canceled. She definitely wants to come back, but we don't have a date at this point.
Well, hopefully at the very least, next year when another event similar to this happens, this whole COVID-19 debacle will have run its course and she can come in safely and comfortably and share her stories with
us. That's what we're hoping for.
Wonderful. Well, there are still a lot of different things that are happening within the school district, things that are coming up. One of them being a sneak peek for Baranoff Elementary.
Baranoff Elementary invites all parents of children eligible for kindergarten to come to Baranoff for a sneak peek. That's going to be Friday, March 27th. To 2 to 3 p.m. So it's a chance to see the school, meet teachers, start to feel comfortable in a strange and scary environment, make it less strange and scary and more welcoming and wonderful. It's called the sneak peek. Children arrive, they get a little piece of paper that's a scavenger hunt. They run about the school happily, and they learn what Baranoff Elementary is all about.
Wonderful. So you said what are the requirements to be a kindergartner?
Now, I'm not going to take this as absolute, but I searched the school Sitka School District website today, and it says that if your child is age 5 by September 1st of this year, they're eligible for kindergarten.
Okay.
And we're really reaching out to people in preschool, in Wuching, in more informal home daycares to consider coming.
Yeah.
So we really want you to consider coming and taking a look at this as a possibility. Kindergarten is not mandatory in the state of Alaska. School districts don't even have to offer it.
Really?
But the school district does, and we're welcoming you to be there.
Awesome. So it's good on two ends. Of one end, obviously, for the kiddos to come in and familiarize themselves with a big new building. And also it's nice for the teachers, for the school district to see, all right, well, who's our flock of newbies coming in?
Yes, and it gives us an idea of how many students we're going to have for planning and assigning kids into, classrooms. Also an idea, do we need to do more outreach? Do we need to get the kindergarten bus out again and go around the community letting people know about kindergarten?
Okay.
So if you have a child that's 4-ish going on 5-ish, you need to be there.
Yeah, and that's March 27th, a Friday, from 2 to 3 p.m.
The other important thing about March 27th is it's when online registration opens for the Sitka School District. So it's something we implemented this school year, this last school year, so you don't have to show up at the front office with your papers in hand. What you need to do is go to sitkaschooldistrict.org, look for the registration button, leap into registration. You'll create an account because registration's complex and you may not have all the data you need when you initially begin registering. So you have this account that you can go back into and complete the registration.
Awesome. And then, you can get all the information you need at sitkaschools.org for the registration process. And Okay, so that's when, so the day that you get your preview is the day that it opens. Is there a deadline to when you need to have registration completed by?
I'm sure there's a deadline which we're going to want. I don't know what that is yet, but you can always register your child for kindergarten. So if the school year starts and you decide, wow, I really should have put my child into kindergarten, you can go register.
That's good to know. So yes. there's always space at the table for new kindergartners.
Yes.
Wonderful. So another thing that's coming up, there's a lot of interaction that's trying to be happening between the school district, between Baranoff, Kiku Shaheen, the whole lot of them, and the students and families that are part of that community. One of them is that's the School Climate Connectedness Survey.
Yeah, anybody who has a registered child should have received an email from the principal mm-hmm. of the school inviting them to take that survey. And we've had a good response. We have almost 300 family members,
Wonderful.
Adult family members who have taken it. We really want 100 more.
Mm-hmm.
We really want a large number of people telling us, is the school welcoming? Do we communicate well? And you might think of all the questioning we do child care surveys and SCCS surveys and focus groups, that what happens with that information, but stuff does happen. The Philippine event is a result of one of those surveys
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
where people said this would be cool, so we did it.
Yeah.
Online registration meets the needs of Coast Guard families who say we want to not only register, we want to schedule our children's schedule online.
Yep.
So we are being responsive and these surveys help us.
Awesome.
So look for an email this week
okay.
from your principal and take that SCCS survey. It's something we're asking of families because it helps us.
Wonderful. And yeah, this is for the parents, the caregivers, the family of students, because students were already surveyed and teachers were already surveyed.
So students have yet to be surveyed,
oh, okay.
but it's coming up and staff is being surveyed. And this third survey is a survey meant specifically with curated questions for families.
Awesome.
And family is that broad definition mm-hmm. of family. If you watch your niece and nephew, you know, a couple times a week and you know their lives, take the survey.
Okay. Awesome. So that's coming out this week and that's basically till March is the kind of the
March
window 20th. For that.
March yeah.
20th. Awesome. And speaking of some of the things that have been like the focus groups that have been happening, the different changes that have been made. There's also been the child care cafes that have been going on.
Yes, we had one last month. We had a large number of parents come, and we've got forward movement. Now, at that cafe, we identified, the whole topic was affordability and availability mm-hmm. of child care, which is not only an issue in this city, but across the nation.
Yeah.
And we're grappling with it in the Sitka School District and the STEPS grant. So we met about that topic and we came up with three priorities. Infant care. Currently, there aren't good options if you have a small one mm-hmm. and work. Flexibility. We need drop-in child care, summer child care for people who are itinerant. And then the last one is really very important, staff retention and support,
yeah.
because a lot of problems with childcare stem availability and affordability stem from the fact that childcare workers are not adequately compensated
yeah.
for their very important work. So we're mm-hmm. going to look at these issues. They might see overwhelming and huge, but other cities are grappling with them, other localities, other states, and changes are being made.
Yeah, so it's something that if they can do it, we can do it too.
We can do it. And the exciting news is that we had, I think, 12 to 14 parents, caregivers, sign up to be in that working group.
Oh, excellent.
To move affordability and availability forward, to choose a couple goals, a really big goal
mm-hmm.
that will be long-term and maybe a short-term goal that
excellent.
We could achieve in the next year or so.
Yeah, taking those big problems, at least breaking them down to the little
yeah.
components of it that can be solved, because there's, like you said, there's over a dozen people who are like, yep, cracking our knuckles. We're going
to
get into
go.
It. We're going to make this, we're going to find solutions.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. So this is the childcare cafes. These are still ongoing conversations.
We probably won't
that are
have anything quite
okay.
as big. We'll probably move forward with working groups and more concrete events.
Okay, cool.
But, what's gotten like big are some of the ideas that
mm-hmm.
have come out, like cooperative childcare in the city of Sitka. Is there a way we could make a co-op? That's a really big idea. Is it the goal that the group will choose? We'll see as they move forward.
But it's definitely an idea that's worth considering and will be considered. So if there are folks who would like to help out, or maybe if they miss the cafes but would like to give in some 2 cents or get some questions?
Well, there is going to be a meeting Wednesday, March 11th from 11 to 12:30 for that work group. And if you're interested, you should probably call Mandy at 966-1266. Awesome. So I think there's space for people who are interested to be involved.
Excellent. And that's happening at the
Sikh building.
At the Sikh building.
Now, let me describe the Sikh building. If you think about where Baranoff is and Pacific High, there's that building that's between them that always has cars at and people coming and going. That's the Sikh building.
Perfect. Okay. So that's where the meeting will be. So if people want to sneak in, maybe hear what's going on and give their 2 cents,
they can come. And child care will be available, and snacks will be available.
Awesome. Well, goodness, it's a lot of things coming up, a lot of things happening in the Sitka School District. So a little recap. We've got on March 27th, a Friday from 2 to 3, we've got the kindergarten sneak peek for prospective kindergartners and their families. Registration for schools happens that day as well. We've got the Climate Connectedness Survey, which check your emails for that. And then the working group's moving forward. There's lots of things happening. It's pretty exciting to see the school district that, like you were saying, the things that have been happening recently, like this past weekend celebrating the Philippines event, the cafes, these are all coming from asking the community, what can the school district do to make it a more inclusive, productive place? And things come from it.
Yes, your voice matters. Mm-hmm. It really does matter.
That's wonderful. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And hopefully we'll have lots of future kindergartners. We'll have lots of people taking surveys, lots of people getting involved in the school district.
Thank you, Erin.